What God really wanted was that we would know Him, that we would know Him. Why? Because He seeks our worship, right? John 4, the Father seeks true worshipers who worship Him in spirit and in truth. He must be known to be truly worshipped. There's nothing more important than this, folks. There's nothing more important than knowing who God is. Worshipping the true God, the one true God, the true and living God. We have one purpose in the world, and that is to know God and to make our boast in the fact that we understand and know Him. Well, let's go back to Acts 17. This is on Paul's heart. You'll have to forgive me, folks. I know I'm talking about very specific things today, and some of you think maybe I've gone too far. Listen, I suppress this as long as I can, and it is not easy. I have a hard time coping with the dishonoring of God in His name and in the name of Jesus Christ. I do my best to keep a lid on it. It helps to be going through the exposition of Scripture because I have to stay in the text. But just give me a Sunday when I can do something else, and this is liable to happen, as you know. And I want you to know that I'm in good company. My hero, Paul, verse 16, Acts 17. Now, while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, now get the picture for just a minute. Second tour from the church in Antioch of Syria, missionary tour. He comes to Macedonia. He founds churches in Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea. And everywhere he went, he planted a church, but he generated a lot of hostility and opposition and persecution, so he had to flee for his safety. Well, he finally has come to kind of be lost in the crowd at Athens. He's gotten away from the last stop, which was Berea, and Bereans escorted him to Athens to give him some rest from the trauma that he was suffering in these towns where he had such a large exposure. You know, he's now just sitting in Athens, and he's waiting for Timothy and Silas to join him. But I understand he's waiting there. This is a time for rest. This is a time to recover from the arduous second missionary journey, all on foot, the threats that he talks about in 2 Corinthians of robbers and all these kinds of things that he endured, and hunger and thirst. Now he's getting a little bit of a break, and he's resting in Athens. However, he didn't rest well. Verse 16, his spirit was being provoked within him as he was observing the city full of idols. His spirit was being provoked within him because he was observing the city full of idols. He didn't find any real rest in this city. Athens was a great city. If you were an architect, you'd be in architect heaven.